We are learning Masechta Shkolim Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, and we are starting three lines from the bottom, Tezvav Amud Aleph, with two dots. Rabbi Chama bar Chanina bar Reishaya have met Hailam b'Ilan Knesset of Lod. They were walking in between the beautiful Beit Midrashim of Lod. And of course, a lot of money was, but they were beautiful. Amar Chama bar Chanina Reishaya, Kama Mamon Shiku Avasei Kan. Look how much money our father spent for these Beit Midrashim. Amalei. And he's saying, wow, look at this. The mamash, the beautiful Beit Midrashim. Amalei, he said back to him, no. Kama nefashas shaka v'sechah kan. Look how many nefashas probably died because of the money he spent for the Beis Medrash. Le'have is bein nosh diloyim v'deraisa. There was no Tamid Chacham who needed money. So you see from here, from this Gemara, that it's more important to take care of only Talmud Chacham than the making of Beis Medrash. And it's Paskin Shonar like that, with a Yashayim released at the end of Reish Mem Tesef Tezayin, that it's better to give money to Aniyim to Tamid Chachamim than to Beis Medrash. Rav Oven, Ovad Ilon Tare. Rav Oven donated his beautiful doors, the Siddur Rabbah, for the Beis Medrash. He made his beautiful doors for Beis Medrash. Also Rav Mona Legabeis. Rav Mona came to visit him. Omalei, Chami Maya Avadis, you saw my doors that I put up. Amalei, he sent him an apostle this. By Yishkach Yisrael Esayseu, the Klaisov forgot the Kares Baruch, or even Echolos. That's really talking about Ezar, this apostle, but he dashed in on this, to say on this. Lehava Beinash, the Limba Rai says, no, to be the Chum, that learning Torah that you can support. So again, the same idea, that it could be, it's more Vichtig to give to Aniyim learning Torah than to the base marriage.
Why would it be such a
question? What?
Why would it mean
a pasuk from the Zohar? No, it's like a saying. It's a pasuk. It's just like a play on words. A lot of times you have pesukim like that. The Gemara dash pesukim like that. Zok the Gemara right. There should really be like two dots. Yeah, this is going on at the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah says that the kalim in the they threw in the lishkas of kalim through kalim whatever was usable they used for the bedek abayis. They used taka for whatever they could use. Whatever not, they sold it and used the money for bedek abayis. So it says in the brayis like this. Tani. Let's say Kachim is back, they don't have any money left. They could take money from Bedek Abayis. You could be Marilyn Mekaydosh. Bedek Abayis could go up a step to Kachim is back. But ain't Kachim Bedek Abayis, Metzinus Royal and Kachim is back. Well, if the opposite, the Bedek Abayis has no money, he can't take money from Kachim is back. Great thing, Marakasha. The moral thought the Mishnah says that Bashar goes to Bedek Abayis, his mashma, goes Dafka to Bedek Abayis. But the Indian inclusion wants to wait to hire the Bedek Abayis, Menichim Moisa, you leave it for Bedek Abayis. Vashar, Nimkarm, it's sold with the name Neifel Bedek Abayis. So it's Mashma, that's Dafka Neifel Bedek Abayis, nothing else. Amram Chisik doesn't mean that. Can you see some Lishkas Bedek Abayis? Go back into Lishka Bedek Abayis. Now, it's totally, you could do it if the Bedek Mizbech needs to take it out of there. Not that it has to be Dafka Bedek Abayis. Haradun Allah, Perak Elam Monim, Blined, for those that finished it. Oh. Zokta Mishnah Vaita. New Mishnah, a new Parak. Parak Shloisha Asa Shoifers. Zokta Mishnah Vaita. We know in the Beis HaMikdash, the baskets or the kupas or the pushkas that held the money was like a shoifer. And the Gemara would say why, because they didn't want people to stick their hands in it. So the top was very narrow, like a shoifer. It just fit a coin, no hands. And the bottom was wider to hold more coins. The coins got wider on the bottom. Zokta Mishnah, Shloisha Asa Shoifers. There were 13 shofars, 13 shulchanos, 13 shulchanos in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara will explain all these. The Mishnah will explain it. So first of all, 13 shofars, there were 13 shulchanos, 13 shachavoyos. And also, as they went from into the Har Bayis, into the walls around the Har Bayis, towards the Beis HaMikdash, and into the Beis HaMikdash, they made 13 shachavoyos. They bowed down 13 times. And the Gemara also will tell you where they bowed down. Hoyv Mikdash. So Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash, those two families, they had a 14th place where they bowed down because they had a Masaira that in the Dira Eitzim, which was on the corner of the Ezes Noshim, it was actually the northeastern corner of the Ezes Noshim. That's the first corner on the right when you walk in. They had a Masaira that the Aron was buried there and it was Nignaz there, and that's why they bowed down there also. So Shabbat Yisrael, Shabbat Yisrael, Rabbi Chanina, Sarakana, Mishtachim, Arba Esrei, in the 14th place, Vehechen Hoysa, Yisera, where was the extra one? Kenega Dira Eitzim, Shekim Yisera's Biyadim Avaseim, there was a Messiah from their forefathers, Sheshama Oroin Nignaz. That's where the Oroin was buried, and therefore they bowed down there. This was the Dira Eitzim, which means this would have kept the wood. And before they brought wood to the Mizbeach, they checked if any worms, and they used to chop it, make sure it's in good shape. So it was kind of working in the wood room, in the Lishkas Eitzim. Shem is Asik, or Ross, the Ritzvah, Shem is Shem Chavis. There's one tile, it was a little different than the other ones. So Baba Amal Chaveri ran to tell his friend, you know, the little tile is a little different there. Like Hispik Ligmar's Dava, he couldn't finish saying over the story, Achir Yatsasa Nishmasai, until he died. The Yodu B'yichidim Feshua Shama Aron Nignas. They knew Ganus. That there, the Aron was Ganus, because you see, look what happened when he tried to say over a story, he was Nifta. Zog to Gemara. Tani, Hashifaris Elalu, these Shaifers, Akumois Hayu, first of all, they were crooked, like a Shaifer. Tsarois L'mailam, narrow on the top, V'rachavais L'mata, and wider on the bottom, Pei Ramayim, because of the Ramayim, they stood and stick their hands in and take out the money, because they can make believe they're putting in a coin, you know, taking out a bunch. Therefore, that's the way the Tikkun Chatan says. Looks like they're putting it in and take it out. So therefore, it was narrow on top. You only could drop it in. You can't stick your hand in. So the Gemara about right. Now the Gemara is going to discussion about the Aron. If the Aron was Nignas, where was Nignas? Tandi b'shem Rabbi Eliezer, ha Aron Goli Malan Bavel. According to this price, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Aron went into Golos together with Klai Yisrael, with Nebuchadnezzar to Bavel. B'shem Eliezer, Aron Goli Malan Bavel. My time, how do we know that? The pasuk says Lo Yivaser Dava. The pasuk says that you're not going to leave a thing. The pasuk says like this: with Yishaya's Nevuah to Yishayo, it says Hine. Yomim, I think the Chizkiyo maybe was. I'm not sure who either Yishayo or Chizkiyo. This the Vu of Yishaya was. Hine Yom Bam Venisa Kol Asher BeVeisecha VaAsha Otsra VeVeisecha Ad HaYoyim HaZeh BaVala Lo Yivaser Davar Lo Yivaser Davar Amah Hashem Lo Yivaser Davar. So it says nothing left. And we darshin what's Davar? Davar means Aseres Hadibris, and we know that Aseres Hadibris is in the Aron. Ain Davar Asher Hadibris Asaycha. It's only called Davar that the Aseres Hadibris is in it. The Chenuim attack says next different pasuk in the Rayamim. L'tshuvas Hashana Shalach Hamelach Nebuchadnezzar ve'viu bevelim kli chemdas beis Hashem. He brought Kli Yisrael to Babel together with the kli chemda beis Hashem. Is the kli chemda beis Hashem, which is kli, is the chemda of beis Hashem, which is the best keli in the beis Hashem. Zeh Aron. So this man holds that the Aron went down to Babel. Rav Shimon Lakashama no, but mekoymoy hay Aron Nignas. This is a third pshat. When the Mishnah said it was in Lishkas Eitzim. Now we have one pshat, a second pshat that went to Babel. A third pshat, Rav Shimon Malakish says, there's a gear source of Rav Yehuda Malakish, I think. Rav Shimon Malakish, I remember, Mekoymai Yaya Aron Nignas. It was Nignas ben Mekoymai. Hadol, the Chesiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayarichu, this is the Pasuk in Malachim, beginning of Malachim, when they put the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadosh. It says, Vayarichu Abadim, Vayiro Rashi Abadim and HaKodesh Bnei Advir, and Hechel, you saw the Abadim, Velo Yiro HaChutzva, you couldn't see it out of the Kodesh HaKadosh. Vayusham ad hayoyim hazeh. That's the main words that's missing in the Gemara. Vayusham ad hayoyim hazeh. The Goyim pointed out. Vayusham ad hayoyim hazeh. It says told to this day. It's there. So it's there. It must have been nignas b'mekayma. Now the Gemara Stam has a kasha on the reading of the pasuk. It says abadim elakayush apnei advir v'lo yiru hachutza and exiv vayiro and then says vayiro. What's going on over here? Did they see it? Didn't see it. V'atam is lo yiro. It was nirim, but not nirim. Boltim v'yotzim. It was sticking out through the pareiches, but you didn't actually see the badim. It's kashnei dadi isha through the clothing. You see something, the same thing like here. That's what a badim will look. That's what it means by yirah. Wasn't it actually sort of badim? Rabbanan Amri. So that's already we have two pshat mar gemara, the Bavel or Nigzav Kaima. Rabbanan Amri, like it says in our Mishnah, Rabbanan Amri belishkas dira eitzim haya aron neganos. It was hidden in the lishka of the eitzim, and the gemara brings the same ma'isa like it says in our Mishnah. Ma'isa v'koyin echabamum shaya oimed umefatzel eitzim belishkas dira eitzim. There was a koyin who was working with the eitzim, cracking wood in the dira eitzim. But Ross aritz, but she mishtan mechavisa. He saw the floor is different than the other tile. Come look at the floor, it's different than the other one. He didn't have a chance to finish until he died. He knew for sure that's where the Aron is hidden. Zok the Gemara, how did he die? Tanar of Hayishia, Hikashlav of Kornis. He wanted to fix the tile. It's a little different than Armish. Armish is not like he ran to tell his friend about it. But here, the Bryce is a little different, how he died. He saw the thing wasn't straight. He tried to bang it with a hammer. But Yotz the Ashen, a fire came out with Sarfas and it burnt him. Tani Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. It could be four, it was not the Gersa. I was referring to here. Tani Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. Some have Gersa of Shim ben Lakish. Tani Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. Oime beiz aroinois hoimahathem mishal v'midbar. Two aroinois were with Klai Yisrael in the midbar. Achas shahisa tayr nesuna v'secha. One was where the tayr was. That was the main aron of the Mishkan. And there was another aron. V'echot shahis shivir luchas nesuna v'secha. There was another aron that had the shivir luchas in it, and that went out to Mechama with them. Like the Gemara explains, that stayed in the Oil Moed of the Mishkan, stayed in the Kares HaKadoshim. That didn't move. That didn't move the Mishkan to go out to war. That went out to war, like it says, 3 days in front of them was the Oren. That was this Oren that had the Shivri Luchas in it. Sometimes, it went out to war, and sometimes they saw it, and some of the people saw it. It went out to war, and people saw it. So that's the Meshita of the first Shita, that there was two Aroinois. There was the Aroin that held the regular Luchais, and there was another Aroin that held the Shivri Luchais. But the Rabban argue. Rabban Amri, Aroin Echad Haya, and Opam Achas Yatsa. And this Aroin, that was one Aroin, went one time out to war, and it got captured. And he got captured by a Plishtim. You know the famous story of Plishtim? He got captured by Plishtim, and they told Eli, and Eli died because of that. He was so distraught from it. But the Aron was captured by Plishtim. The whole Maaseh came back. They got the Aron back. Ba'akaponim, Rabbanu holds the one on one Aron. So Gemara has been different psukim. It's a riot each man the yama. So Gemara, Kroyim Israel Rabbanu. I have a riot from a pasuk to Rabbanu. Because it says in the pasuk when the Plishtim saw the Aron coming, it said, "Oylonu miyatzilenu miyado lekima adir meela elahem lekima makmes mitzrayim chol makam midbar." They saw this Aron coming out, and they went, "Wow, what's going on over here?" It's a mashma. It was a milod lechama miyameim. It's something they never saw in their life. No one ever saw in their life. So it sounds like that the only one Aron. Aron always went out. What is so surprised? So what was the surprise? So
I had
what?
Well,
that's sort of kedusha. So how does that other man, the Amar Rav Yehuda ben Lakish, answered this raya? So the mafarshim say he answered the raya because it was never the aron of kodesh kedusha. That's a real surprise. That aron, that was never a surprise. So it's not such a big raya. Then that's the answer to the raya, because even the two rayas that we bring for Rav Yehuda can neged Rabbanon. The Gemara doesn't ask what Rabbanon do with that. Here the Gemara doesn't ask what Rabbi Huda does there, because Rabbi Huda will answer that the reason why they were so scared is because this was this Aron of the Kodesh Kedosh that they never saw yet. Now the Gemara says, Kuroi Maseila Rabbi Huda Malakish. It says, Vayyema Shaul La'achia, Shaul wanted to ask the Urim Tumim something. So, Vayyema Shaul La'achia, Gisha Aron Elikim, Kehara Aron Elikim Yemu B'nei Yisrael. That's what he says, bring me the Aron Elikim. Right, the Gemara, but the Aron Mekiris Yaron Hayo. At that time already, the Aron was in Kiryas Yaron. After the Aron came back from the Plishtim, they put it in Kiryas Yaron, and it was put away. It was not with them. It wasn't with Klai Yisrael. So where did he get an Aron from? Shaul said, bring me the Aron here. And where did he get the Aron from? The Aron was somewhere else. So it must be this was the second Aron. There was two Aroners, Sarai and Rav Yehuda. So what's going on? So Mavner Rabbana, what Rabbana do with this pasuk? Sounds like a riot from Lakish. So Gemara, no, it doesn't mean the Aroin. It means Hagisha Eli Hatzitz. They used to keep the big day of the Kohen Gadol in a chest. It says, bring over the Aroin that has the big day kahuna in it, because in order to ask the Urim Atum or something, they have to be wearing all the Shemoina Begadim of the big day Kohen Gadol. And therefore he said, bring over the Aroin. Mormon is not a pasuk. Kray Mesela Ruda Melakish, not a pasuk, the riot Melakish. It says in the pasuk, Ha'aroin v'Yisrael v'Yehuda Yoishvim v'Sukkos. When they went out to war, it says, Ha'aroin v'Yisrael v'Yehuda Yoishvim v'Sukkos. Break the Gemara. What do you mean? Sukkos sounds like this is talking about when Uriah Hachiti came back, and David told Uriah to go back home to Bathsheba. So Uriah Achita tells David, Yema Uriah David, Ha'aron v'Yisrael v'Yudah Yosh Mesukais, Klai Yisrael and the Aron are at war, and I'm going to go home? V'adoni Yoav v'Avdei Adoni Apnei Asad Dachoinim, Ani Ovi Al-Beisi Lecha v'Lishtoit V'Lishkev V'Ishti, Im Ishti, Chayecho v'Chayi Nafshachem Eses Adav Azah. He didn't want to go home. He said, Klai Yisrael is Betzara, they're in the war. And what did it say? Ha'aron v'Yisrael v'Yudah Yosh Mesukais. It sounded like Aron was in the war. See, it's two Aron. It's like Aron v'Tzina Avaya. At that point already, in May David, the Aron was in Yerushalayim. So yes, so chartz arayas to arayas. So the Gemara ma'ariv l'rabbanu. What rabbanu do with this pasuk? So the Gemara is it was in Tzion, but it was under schach. Schach shu kekiroi. She dying like new base of achira. The base mission wasn't built yet, and so he's saying two things. Or yachiti, he's saying I'm not going home for two reasons. First of all, Klai Yisrael is at war, and second of all, the arayas in the sukkah it doesn't even have a base of mikdash. I'm going to go home. Those are two things he said, and that's where Rabbanon answered the Raya. That's what he spoke out, that has a Rehudah ben Lakish answered the Raya from Rabbanon, that there, they pushed him with a surprise because he saw the Aron of Kodesh Kedoshim, and that's why they were very scared.